It gives me great pleasure to bring you now
satire.
It is Fred
Johnny Mathis.
Looks like we're all together again.
And they've managed to
create a magical atmosphere.
Well outside the boundaries of acceptable behavior.
You close your eyes and hope that this is just imagination.
I don't find this funny.
Let me listen to this song.
It is our prayer that God may speak to you through its presentation.
Whether you like this shit or not.
This one is dedicated to
Dr. Guillotine.
Who's that?
He's big and he plays football and he'll kick the shit out of you.
But he only has one good leg.
Well, he calls it a penis.
What's a penis?
Well, it's definitely not a monkey.
The penis is
one great big joke.
That's not so funny.
But it comes in all different shapes and sizes.
And exciting new colors.
Such as
red, blue, and purple.
It also comes out trigger quick and super moist.
From inside
to the singing bush.
We return you now to
Nashville
for a message from the president.
In Nashville, President
George W. Bush
told people he is, in fact,
a big robot with almost human arms, legs, and head.
But why does the man have his mouth open?
So he can have a good time.
Giving erotic sensations that are new and incredibly pleasurable to
Johnny Mathis,
who has the monstrous impulses of an alien killer.
He's also god of madness and frenzy.
I have a feeling he doesn't
have balls.
That is correct.
What does the man have?
9 penises.
Who the fuck got 9
penises?
Johnny Mathis
is a man who has
9 penises
and no
testicles.
Is that true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no
testicles. That's amazing.
What else do you need?
How about kiss? That would be nice.
Now they could get the top off.
Look at these guys.
Wow, look at the tits.
Look at the size of these
boobs.
Mountains so big that they reached way up into the clouds.
Your boobs are huge.
This is going to be the biggest bust of the decade.
Joyfully, they jumped up and down.
What we can do is to strip.
If she did it,
bend over.
Okay, all right.
See these holes?
In the end.
Okay, time's up. We'll find out your answer, Becky, after this commercial break.
Now there's finally a product on the market called
Definite Sparkle.
Hairy Man Tit.
And it's made to fit over the opening of the vagina.
It helps to protect the very delicate areas around
the rectum and the bladder and their external openings.
And at the same time,
it can help you look younger, too.
It's specially formulated to insure against America's major nutritional problem
that'll make you sing.
We're gonna try to get very beautiful for you for a minute.
I do want to be beautiful.
Well, then, I believe we are ready for the demonstration. Do you have the money?
No, I don't.
Here's what $59 will get you.
Your mom's chest hair.
And a spinal fluid test.
That's marvelous. I'll take it.
You can take this from me and then get out of here.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Good for your bone.
Good for 500 fucks.
Good for your heart.
Your heart will rejoice as you
perform a bizarre satanic ritual.
In Los Angeles.
After I completely dedicated my life to Satan.
In Los Angeles, I've had 7 heart attacks.
Those two things are not connected at all, unless you're Ty Cobb. But, you know what, let's look at another one.
Here's one about a beautiful queen named
Johnny Mathis.
He was a sweet little elephant child. He had lovely green scales and purple wings.
And some coloring books.
Motherfucker, give me one.
Here you go.
And I have this beautiful present to deliver to you.
But what is it?
Toxic gases and vapors.
Oh, it just came out like that.
Ooh, I love that.
Is he okay?
Well, he's still breathing.
Lap.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
My beautiful wife was standing at the top of the stairs.
They might get angry and disappointed.
Why is that?
She won't come just when you want.
But I don't think that you could come
every time Christ comes.
It has a sticky feel to it.
Can you explain that, please?
No, I can't.
At one point, when asked to explain a tweet from the Pope in pirate terminology,
Gandalf made a shocking announcement.
The real problem is no one does anything about it.
Endless hamburger signs.
They're everywhere.
Even on bodies of murder victims.
President Barack Obama says, President Barack Obama says the U.S. will demand
tarantula spiders
in your pants.
Most Americans love
spiders hanging all over
their own bodies for sexual thrills.
What does this mean? What are the implications of this?
They begin to feel the effects of the spider's highly toxic venom.
For a clean, fresh feeling of gentle, effective douching.
Try to imagine or remember the 1970s.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Just makes me sick.
Now that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
That's it.
I quit.